Good morning. Good morning. It's really cold out there, I think. This morning, I'm not disappointed. I am a little disappointed, I guess. I thought we were going to get global warming. I guess I'll make that joke or that commentary all winter long. What about you? So, a little different because this is an odd week in the sense that we have Thanksgiving on Thursday. I'm not going to be here Thursday. I'm not going to be here Friday. I don't know who's going to be here, but there'll be something playing in this segment despite me not being here. Or because I'm not here, I guess. And we got to move everything else. I may have mentioned yesterday, the mayor of New Bedford, John Mitchell, normally here on Wednesdays, will be here today at 11 o'clock. He'll be here today at 11 o'clock. Ward 1 City Councilor Leo Choquette will be here at 10 o'clock. I don't know if he's going to bring donuts. I think he will. He usually does. I don't know why he wouldn't today. But we'll see. And maybe he'll get here early. We'll give him a little extra time to be on the air. In the first hour, it'll be kind of open phones if it's on your mind. I want to hear about it. We had a really interesting show yesterday, I thought. A lot of great caller participation. We can do more of that today. The subject yesterday that I was really interested in, and I think most of us are the utility bills, right? Most of us, for a long time, were cursing Eversource and thinking it was all the power company and their greedy executives. And I hope nobody in their mind blamed the linemen out there who do great work. They are amazing people, right? People that keep the lights on. The underground gas workers, I mean, just incredible. But it's not them. It's not them. As we have been learning, Christopher Thrasher explained it to us, an attorney who went through the legislation, pointed out where all the costs are coming from, put it into a ballot question. And then yesterday, we had Paul Craney from the Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance, Mass Fiscal. Everybody should be on their email list, Republican or Democrat. They're about affordability, guys, and your taxes and your utility bills. And then today, I want to draw your attention once again to the journalists at the New Bedford Light. The journalists at the New Bedford Light have a very interesting article. And I've been giving you a little bit of the play-by-play here about your energy bills and the fact that the legislature is the cause, going back quite a while. But nonetheless, it's the legislature. And their Green New Deal bills that many of you actually support. All right? I know there's a lot of you out there, certainly in the sound of my voice, if not listening right now, who are big believers in global warming and climate change and the Green New Deal and the Massachusetts Green New Deal. But all of us are paying for it now. So a number of responsible Democrats and Republicans have been trying to do something to roll back the mandates that Mass Fiscal has urged Governor Baker to veto. He did veto it. Then the supermajority Democrats overrode his veto. And this is where we are today. So there's an article. I'm going to play a little bit with a robot reading it from the New Bedford Light. Read the article in its entirety. You can listen to it in its entirety at newbedfordlight.org. Here we go. This will give you a good idea of what's going on in the legislature and why I really believe we need change. People are policy. The people in the legislature are making this policy. The only way you're going to change it if you change the people in the legislature. Here we go to the robot from the New Bedford Light, newbedfordlight.org.
Sweeping energy bill in House paused amid pushback. By Sam Drysdale / State House News Service. Boston, a House committee plans to remove a contentious proposal to ease Massachusetts' mandatory 2030 climate target from an energy affordability bill, and the House will likely not take up the bill before formal sessions end for the year on Wednesday, according to the House budget chief. The 2030 limit, a legally binding requirement enacted in a 2021 climate law, obligates Massachusetts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by at least 50% below 1990 levels by the end of the decade. In 2021, the most recent year with data available, state officials reported they had reduced emissions 28% below 1990 levels. House members of the Telecommunications, Utilities, and Energy Committee last week advanced a bill with language that would make the 2030 target non-binding under certain conditions and grant the state legal immunity if the goal is missed. Environmental and climate groups and advocates have criticized the change. I know that some of the rollback pieces on the 2030 numbers have gotten a lot of interest, a lot of energy behind it, no pun intended there, but we are certainly wanting to focus on affordability, and not necessarily on things of that nature, House Ways and Means Chair Aaron Michaelwitz told reporters. I do not think it will be in this vehicle as we move forward. Climate advocates have warned that a shift like the one the House committee proposed would upend the enforceability of the state's climate benchmark and could encourage state agencies to slow walk or reverse emissions regulations. While Michaelwitz made clear Monday that leadership is not prepared to reopen the 2030 mandate in this legislation, he said they plan to revisit the idea. We are probably going to have a conversation at some point related to whether we can meet our goals for 2030, he said. I think that's a real challenge that we're facing, particularly when you have a federal government that is kind of trying to thwart us at every possible turn in relation to trying to get to those goals. So having that conversation is certainly coming to a head at some point, but I do not think it will be in this vehicle.
Okay, so that's the New Bedford Light. You should go to that site, newbedfordlight.org, and read the rest of that article or let the robot read it to you. The robot is marvelous. The point is, it is the 2030 goal that our guest yesterday from Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance outlined. And again, you're hearing the Democrats acknowledging that's the problem, but within their party, they're so committed to that goal that even the leadership can't right the ship. That's why I say people are policy, and you got to change the people. You certainly got to change the people. Now, upgrading your home's energy efficiency can really feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything, from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and your savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. We're talking about the price of energy, whether you can afford it. You know, the unfortunate part is that many people out there, you can pay the bill, but it means you can't do other things. You can't put more money in your 401k. Maybe you can't go on vacation. Maybe it's worse than that. Maybe you can cover the heat bill, but that means you got to miss a car payment, or you've got to make the house unreasonable to live in, or your apartment unreasonable to live in. I mean, I know that that's happening out there, and it's horrible. And what I want you to know is that we voted for that. Many of us voted for the people that voted for this legislation. And if they don't change their mind, we've got to change them, right? We've got to change them. That's the reality of it. 508-996-0500. What I'm saying is everybody knows the problem. My conservative guest yesterday from the Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance pointed out it's the 2030 climate goals, greenhouse gas goals, and the New Bedford Light just pointed it out as well. So there we have bipartisan, I would say, agreement on what the problem is or what the cause of the price increase is. But the Democrats don't want to do anything about it. And those that do are paralyzed. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How's it going?
Good. What's happening?
Hey, I definitely can't afford my energy costs, but that's not why I'm calling.
All right, what's up?
But I'll start off with, it'd be a real shame if Leo Choquette didn't show up with donuts, Chris.
Yes.
It would be a real shame. What's your favorite donut, Chris?
So I like the blueberry glaze, but any of your chocolate glaze, any of the chocolate family's fine with me.
Yeah, I hope Leo's listening. On another note, so at this point, I think that people are playing the joke with me. So I got off the phone with you yesterday.
Yes.
I got out of work and I went for a drive as I usually do before I go home for the night. I drive by my properties. And I just realized I'm the new proud owner of a recliner. I got a new recliner, Chris. Chris, you need a recliner? Do you know anybody that needs a recliner?
I don't, and I don't think, is it soiled? Is it fresh? Is it a reasonable recliner? Could I put a bow on it and give it to somebody else?
It does look reasonable. I'll be honest with you. It's not too, I didn't really inspect it like that, but it's definitely reasonable. But again, it's like almost like I feel as though somebody's playing a joke with me right on the corner. If anybody wants to go by and needs a recliner, it's on the corner of Adams Street and Reynolds Street. Feel free to go by and take it.
This is a new segment for the program. Furniture giveaway.
It's crazy because, again, I just got rid of an office chair and a bookcase. And it's like, when is this madness going to end? So here we go again. It's not on my property. It's on the corner of the street. I'm not touching it. I'm going to let it be. But again, it's crazy. And if you want to make it a segment, we could do this. I will gladly update you as I drive through the city, as I do on an everyday basis. And I will point out the illegal dumping. I mean, they're illegal dumping in the cemetery. Come on. Like, that's bad enough. Like,
that's
who
horrible.
Are these people, really? But again, Chris, it's frustrating because what's going to happen is one day you're going to open up Facebook, right?
Yep.
And I'm going to be on New Bedford Guide because I put that recliner on top of someone's head or on top of their vehicle. And I don't want to do that.
I don't want you to do that.
But it's like, come on. Like, what else can I do? It's getting really frustrating. And, something got to give.
The mayor will be here at 11 o'clock if you want to call back, my friend.
I sure will. I'll try anyway. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day. And we appreciate that you take the furniture that nobody else wants to, right? Guys, it's getting cold out there. If I didn't mention that already, allow me to mention it. It's getting cold outside. And your car feels it more than you do. So get it over to Mac Auto Sales, 188 Rivet Street, New Bedford. Allow them to winterize your car. Get it ready, right? Maybe it's not winterizing it. Maybe it needs just a repair, a tune-up, whatever. Well, Mac Auto Sales takes care of all that. This family-owned business repairs and updates all makes and models of automobiles. So if you need to winterize your car, and I'm sure you do, call Mac Auto Sales and Repair and make an appointment today. 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays 9 to 5. You tell me you have a foreign car, I say that's great. Mac Auto Sales specializes in servicing foreign automobiles. Like Tim. Tim Weisberg has a foreign automobile. He brought it to Mac Auto Sales. Now it rides like it's brand new. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars for sale at Mac Auto Sales. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Two children.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. You're the audience. Tomorrow, we're going to have actually a really interesting guest. Many of you are going to go or want to go to be a delegate to the convention, the Republican convention, the state convention. Many of you are going to want to understand the rules a little bit. Many of you have never been. A lot of you, due to the Trump factor, have entered the Republican Party. And, you know, you want to be a Republican, you love Donald Trump, but you don't know much about it. So I remember being like you. I got involved when it was a long time ago now that I got involved in party politics. So I've got a guy coming in, an expert. He'll be on the phone from Western Massachusetts, Chris Ryan. He's on the Republican State Committee. But he's really been involved in the party for a long time. And he's very active at the state level. He's on the state committee. And he's very active with the rules. So I'm going to have him call us tomorrow in the 11 o'clock hour and talk about the recently released rules of the Republican Party, how to become a delegate, how to go to the convention, all of that stuff, which I find really interesting. And hopefully you do as well. Hopefully you'll find it helpful as well. Because again, I know a lot of you out there, even if you've been involved with a party, Republican Party, for a long time, maybe you've never gone to the convention. Maybe you just simply vote and, you know, support candidates, which is great. We need more of that. Every party needs that. But the rules were just released recently. And so we're going to go over the rules with Chris Ryan, and he's from the greater Amherst area, part of the state of Massachusetts, and he's on the Republican State Committee, and he really knows the rules, and he's going to go over that with us. And a lot of you will learn for the first time how to become a delegate, so you can go and support whoever you want to support to be the governor. And we're going to have a lot of the people throughout that. And then this is all tomorrow in the 11 o'clock hour. During the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have Mike Keneally calling in, who's, of course, running for governor. In the 10 o'clock hour, we'll have Brian Shortsleep. Last Thursday, we had Mike Minogue, and many of you got an opportunity to meet Mike Minogue when he had his event out at the country club with the Dartmouth Republican Town Committee. Look, guys, I am doing my best to stay as neutral as I can as a member of the media while giving you all the opportunity to meet the candidates, hear from the candidates, and then decide who you think is the best to do the best for us, which I think is replacing Mara Healey, right? I voted for her. I crossed party line and did it because I thought I'd give her a chance. I thought she had... I sincerely believe she wanted to do the right thing. But really, I've now realized it's hopeless. And she's hopeless. And she's got to go, right? And I think a lot of Democrats out there, certainly when they get their gas and electric bill or saw how she handled the migrant crisis, agree with me. So this may be your opportunity to get involved with the Republican Party. If you become a Republican before the end of December, and I'll check on that date. There's a date coming up by which you have to register as a Republican. If you get in at that time, then you can attend the caucuses, maybe even be elected to be a delegate. All of that is very important stuff. But none more important than plumbing emergencies, right? Plumbing emergencies, they don't wait. And neither should you. At Bass Ready Rooter, we treat every call like it's our own home. Our family-owned business has been solving sewer and septic problems since 1974. That's when Gerald Ford was in the White House, 74. Earning the trust of thousands of families like yours all over southeastern Massachusetts. New Bedford, Dartmouth, Fairhaven, Freetown. And they have earned 700 five-star reviews. Bass Ready Rooter believes that customer service is a lost art, and they're here to keep it alive. Bass Ready Rooter, we may not be your first call, but we'll always be your last call. Write this down, BassReady.com, BassReady.com. So, the state of Massachusetts has a ton of problems. We had on Tim Dunn from Boston Herald, right? The Boston Herald newspaper. He's their top political reporter. He told us, and many of you can see it as a video, that he confronted the governor with her own statements that she denied, as attorney general, two gas pipelines coming into the Commonwealth. She fought it. She bragged about it. When Tim Dunn presented her with her own facts, what did she do? She literally lied to him. She lied to one of our own. Tim Dunn, he was the former news director here at WBSM, works for the Boston Herald as the top political reporter, came to my remote at Honeydew Donuts out in Cushion Avenue, sat down with me and explained. The governor literally, confronted by her own factual record, chose to lie. Maura Healey, who many of us voted for, lied to a news reporter about her own record that's causing your bills to rise. Is that going to be her strategy to maintain power? Is to lie to the media, lie to the public, and lie to me and you, the voters? That's sad, isn't it? 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good. I don't think that Maura Healey is going to get voted in because, enough people have felt the pain and she's in denial. And the big thing was she's never really focused on the people from the beginning. She's focused on the agenda. It's a big difference.
Yes.
And the agenda is green energy. The agenda is transgender. Whatever those agenda items are, it's pretty clear that she's not going to, that was what she was doing. But there's a real mania. I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist or sociologist, but there's really something wrong with the core Democratic voter. Because I'll give you an example. There's this Tennessee Congress 7th District candidate, Afton Ben. Have you heard about her yet?
No.
I've never seen anyone. So just imagine this is a representative in Boston. She actually has been on the air saying she hates Tennessee. She hates Nashville. She doesn't like, she's naming all the things she doesn't like about Nashville. And she's up for a vote next Tuesday. And I'm thinking, wow, could you imagine saying, well, I really hate Massachusetts, but I want to represent you. It's sort of a disqualifier, but there were people commenting, oh, I'm going to drive down from Chicago and knock on doors for her. And I'm thinking, why? She's telling you that. She is it just to vote in the Democrat or any of the policies that she's talking about and her feelings about the place she wants to represent a disqualifier at all? I mean, it's really incredible. She's the AOC of Tennessee. She's bashing. I know that most people don't pick up on this, but when you hear this bizarre behavior or like even, these representatives that, were speaking against, don't follow orders, with no context. And people like Mark Kelly, who stood on the deck of an aircraft carrier and flew like 600 missions And it's like, what, did he ever say, hey, Admiral, I'm not going to do this. I'm out today.
Well, you know what? What's funny? And thanks for the call, my friend. What's funny about this plea to not follow unlawful orders? That's a standing thing. You don't follow unlawful orders. The problem is, and we've seen it right here in Massachusetts, there's a lot of young people in the military, right? That's what happens. Young people go in the military. I was 18 years old when I enlisted, as many of you were. When you're 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, you don't have a lot of experience. It's very hard to determine what is a lawful, what's an unlawful order. I'll give you a good example. The kid from Dighton, Texera, he's in federal prison now because he used his judgment. He thought he was intercepting. He saw intelligence information coming in to Camp Edwards down here as a member of the Air Force National Guard. He had an intelligence job. He took that information and made his own judgment and put it out on the internet because he didn't believe in what was happening in the Ukraine. And he used his own judgment. Now he's in federal prison. One of our own. Kid from Massachusetts, Bristol County, in federal prison because he used his judgment and distributed classified information. He didn't follow orders. He broke orders. Now, I get that the Democrats weren't talking about Texera, but there's another Texera out there, and they could encourage him. Or in the case of her, Chelsea Manning, right, who President Obama pardoned, even though the soldier violating orders, right, gave out classified information. So my point being, it's not good to encourage young men and women who are inexperienced to use their own judgment and disobey orders without giving them specific directions. In other words, these congressmen and women, prior service, did not identify an unlawful order, which I think is the way to do it, right? If you can identify an unlawful order from the commander-in-chief, by all means, do it. And then you can make your recommendation. But to tell young men and women in the military, American military, to disobey what they believe to be unlawful orders is remarkably irresponsible, I think, particularly for former members of the military, now elected officials, in my opinion. It kind of opened phones, obviously. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. Remember, the mayor will be here at 11 o'clock. Leo Choquette will be here at 10 o'clock. Tomorrow, I'll be hearing from two of the Republican candidates for governor, as well as Chris Ryan from the Republican State Committee, who's going to explain the rules and how you can become a delegate to the Republican State Committee. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. You're opening up all kinds of rabbit holes that I could be running down with all your topics already this morning. But I'm calling for a very personal reason, Chris.
All right.
You've been a good friend to me. You've been a very good friend to me. And, you know, I think this
likewise
would be the appropriate time to, I'm going to tell you, Chris, that I'm coming out of the closet, Chris. I've made a decision in life, a life-changing decision, that I am going to start to identify as a Republican, Chris. I went on yesterday into this the state website, and I registered as a Democrat. I'm sorry. I registered as a Republican because I'm tired of what the Democrat Party is doing to our society, Chris. And it's time to get a bunch of men, bunch of women, like-minded people together, and we're gonna turn things around in this state, Chris. And I want to thank you and the Republican Party for helping me see the law.
This is Hank Turgeon, longtime member of the New Bedford Police Department, 10 years the head of the police union. I love that. I applaud that decision, Hank Turgeon. What threw you over the edge?
Honestly, I think it was my father right before this election. He was so disgusted with the Democrat Party. He told me, don't tell any of your friends to come and ask to put signs on my lawn. And Leo Choquette was one of the ones that was always putting a sign on my dad's lawn when he was running, and I had to break the news to him. And he kept asking me why, and I just kept saying, it's your party. It's your party. And my father told me, the things that are happening right now, are not the country. He fought for it in the military and then as a police officer for 31 years in the city of New Bedford. He does not like where this country's going. I don't like where this country's going, and I certainly don't like what Murray Healy is doing to the state of Massachusetts. So I'm going to put my fight behind a Republican candidate. I'm going to keep listening to their platforms as they go forward. I really was impressed with Minogue the other night, but I want to give all three of them a fair chance to fight for my vote. So,
Hank Turgeon, congratulations and welcome to the Republican Party.
Thank you. Let me know when the parade is. I'll be out there waving flags. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you. That's Hank Turgeon, longtime head of the New Bedford Police Union, retired now, declaring that he's no longer an unenrolled voter. He's made a stance. He's come out of the closet. He is a Republican now, registered Republican here in the state of Massachusetts. I bet a lot of other people are going to follow with him, including his large family, really. And by the way, keep your focus and your prayers for Hank Sr. Hank Sr. is recovering now at South Coast Rehabilitation from heart surgery, and he's a great patriot. Retired New Bedford police officer, Hank Turgeon Sr. Recover, my friend. Stay strong. Recover. All right. We got a number of people on hold, but I do have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
For the fight, fast asleep at the traffic light. Children solemnly wait for the ice cream vendor out into the cool of the evening. Strolls the pretender.
Welcome back to the program. We're not pretending over here. We're having a good time. You can reach me at 508-996-0500. I got a bunch of people on hold. But first, I want to announce that, you know, it's that magical time of the year here on the South Coast when your car won't start, your wallet's empty, and that special somebody on your list has champagne dreams. Well, don't panic. Mid-City Scrap in Westport has your back and your tow truck, quite frankly. They're paying top dollar for junk cars, running cars, rusted cars, even frozen solid cars. It doesn't really matter. They'll tow it for free. They'll get it out of your sight, and you'll get cash that you need for those Christmas gifts. That means more cash for gifts, heating oil, and let's be honest, more eggnog. More eggnog. Very important this time of year. Call Mid-City Scrap today or stop by Mid-City Scrap, 548 State Road in Westport. Mid-City Scrap. Turning junk cars into cash all winter long. Here's Leo with donuts. Let's go right to the phones. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Hello. I'm wondering about the sentiment against folks that don't want to follow orders. But where was the sentiment when they had the jab as a requirement and they discharged people from the military for not taking it?
What do you mean, sir? Well, in other words, where were these congressmen then?
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember them saying any of this then.
Yeah, that they, you know, right, exactly, because it didn't fit the narrative.
Exactly.
But, okay, I just wanted to bring that up. Hopefully
no, it's always a very important point. I think it's always good to look back a little bit in history and say, where were we, what have we learned from that time, right?
Right, exactly. All right. I thank you. That's my only comment for the day.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. You sound like a patriot. All right. Let's go back to the phones. By the way, Leo Choquette is here. So he got here early, so he'll get extra time. And he brought donuts. He brought donuts. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Yes. Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Yes. I was just calling in because I heard a couple calls back talking about the Republican Party. I just would like to remind that person that the bird has two wings. The Democrats are horrible. And then we can talk about the Republicans. Lately on Newsmax, the GOP has been taking a beating. If I believe the word was, they call them whips. Then we can take a look at the GOP in California, Connecticut, New York. And then we can talk about the GOP right here in Massachusetts.
Hey, are you a registered Republican?
No, sir. I'm an independent.
All right.
I'm an independent because I believe it's country over party.
Yes.
Yes.
You're a great patriot. I know that. All right. 508-996-0. I don't know where that was going. I wasn't really interested, actually. The earlier caller, Hank Turgeon, just registered as a Republican. So that'll make him eligible. If you do that in the near future, you can then be a delegate to the convention. You can vote in the caucus. What's going to happen is there's going to be caucuses all over the South Coast, all within the sound of my voice. You'll get, if you're a registered Republican, you can attend. You have to physically show up. It's really cool. You know how you see in Iowa, people go to the local library or the town hall, and they stand around. And it's pretty quick the way we do it here in Mass. The Democrats do it as well. And if you're a registered member of the party, and I believe it's before the end of the month, December, before the end of December, you can go. You'll get a little card inviting you, but you may get an email or a phone call. You might even get a letter. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow with my guest from the Republican State Committee. And you'll be invited to a caucus. And you will then vote on your friends and your neighbors, or even for yourself, maybe a family member, to become a delegate. To be a delegate to the Republican convention, where we will elect our nominee, or your nominee, in my case, I'll elect him, to be the next governor. We'll have a treasurer's candidate, hopefully an attorney general candidate. And then down the slate, we'll have other people running, right? Senators, state representatives, depending on your district. I mean, this is going to be an amazing year. Remember, people are policy. The reason you're paying the electric bill, the gas bill you're paying, is because we have the wrong people making policy. That's quite frankly the truth. That's what's happening. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
How's it going?
Good. I'm a little disturbed about the disobeying orders from your commander-in-chief in the military.
Yes.
I was in the military like you were, and it's not only attacking your commander-in-chief. It's a breakdown in the whole military chain of commands. That's orders from your sergeant, lieutenants.
Yep.
If you disagree with them. So what they're trying to do is just attack the military now.
It's really very subversive. Now, I want to be clear. What they did say, and you know this, is follow unlawful orders. But the problem is, as you know, you were a young man in the military, as I was. You don't know necessarily what is unlawful. Certainly your judgment is not adequate, I don't think, unless they say, you know, shoot an innocent person, something like that. In other words, for these elected officials and veterans to not identify the specific order is really a route to chaos.
Yes, I agree with you. I was drafted at, I just turned 21, and I didn't really know anything.
No.
And if, back in the 50s, if I would have, if it was now, politicians making this statement, I would, I could refer to my sergeants and lieutenants. My politician in Massachusetts told me I can disobey.
Right.
But what is the legal order? I wouldn't know.
Right.
I could make up anything would maybe consider at that age would be a legal order.
Anything you didn't like, you could justify and say, well, I think that's illegal. But that's not going to be the standard. You're going to be alone when you're court-martialed.
Yes, and it's obvious none of these people probably served in the military.
No, they all did. That's the crazy thing. They did.
They did.
Yeah, that's what makes it so insidious. In other words,
unreal.
The ones who made the video I believe to a person, all had military service.
Yeah. What an irresponsible statement to make.
Without identifying the order, it's totally irresponsible. Look at Texera from Dighton, who used his own judgment and is now doing, I think, 20 years in federal prison.
Yes, yes.
Young men don't know.
Yeah. Well, all I know, when I went in, I didn't like it at first, but I enjoyed it
sure.
in the end, and really the military service served me well in life.
I think it did for me, too. I do. I really do. Thank you for the call, my friend, and always. My dad was over in Germany, I think, at the same time he was drafted after college. Young man. Take a break. We'll be right back. Stick around. More here in the program. Remember, we got Leo Choquette at 10 o'clock, Mayor John Mitchell at 11 o'clock. Different day for the mayor this week with the mayor. Stick around. We'll be back. 2 hours will be with lawyers. Leo Choquette, at least a graduate of law school. And then after that, Mayor John Mitchell, a graduate of law school and practiced as a U.S. attorney, all that good stuff, right? So we're going to have two great hours. You can call in and ask them questions, easy questions, difficult questions. The question you're going, I don't know why, I wish McCarthy would ask this. Well, then you can ask it, right? Call in and ask Leo any question you want, including what's his astrological sign. That's an easy one, right? You know what's not easy? Upgrading your energy's efficiency. But, and I know it can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything for you, from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and your savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting for you. That's very important, right? All right. So, as I said, this is kind of an odd day for us. Normally, we have the mayor on Wednesdays, but he'll be here today at 11 o'clock taking your easy and difficult questions. And in the next hour, we'll be joined by the donut man, Leo Choquette, who brought in donuts once again, keeping his streak going. And he had a pretty good year, actually, tell you the truth. Pretty good year. And so Leo will be here in the next hour to explain and explain to you, answer any questions you have, but also talk about how he got to his vote on the tax shift, right? How he decided to go with the vote he took, which was not the vote that Sean Oliver took, who Sean was more than happy to explain yesterday. And Leo was on here with my colleague last week. And by request, I brought him in to talk about that. And then we'll talk about other things that are on Leo's mind. And again, this is caller-driven radio. So if it's on your mind, you call up. What I would suggest is you get on hold now, 508-996-0500. Talk to Leo Choquette. We're going to find out how much of a Democrat Leo really is. Is he right there with the Green New Deal? Is he right there with these high energy bills? He has to pay them. I can't imagine Beth is. But we'll find out where Leo is. Beth is his wife, by the way. We'll find out where Leo is in the next hour. Is he going to take a position in the governor's race? Is he all in with Mara Healey? Or is he open to maybe, as I did, crossing the aisle and voting for a candidate of a different party, as I voted for Mara Healey and lived to regret it? Maybe he is open to voting for a Republican. Maybe he's open to, I don't know, even shedding the Democrat Party, which seems like an albatross around his neck, considering he represents the most Republican area.